Today we'll begin our discussion on perspective, or how to represent three-dimensional forms on a two-dimensional surface. The basic rules of perspective date back to the early Renaissance and are still used today. Perspective can be challenging when you're first learning to draw from observation, but it's essential to grasp if you want your drawings to represent the visual world as you see it. An understanding of perspective is mandatory for anyone who does representational drawing. This includes professionals in a variety of fields: interior design, illustration, architecture, industrial design, and fine arts, to name a few. Simply put, perspective allows us to differentiate between objects of different sizes and at different distances from the viewer. It enables us to see immediately what the relationships are. The fundamental principle is that objects appear smaller as their distance from the observer increases. For instance, someone across the street appears smaller than the person standing next to you. Someone down the street looks even smaller, someone farther away looks smaller still, and so on. Think of buildings in a landscape, the cross ties of railroad tracks, the cars on a train. These are just a few things we know are approximately equal in size, yet seem to diminish with distance because of perspective. Everything in perspective is related to the concept of eye level, the horizontal line at the level of your eyes as you turn your head from side to side. Another related concept is the vanishing point. The vanishing point is a point at eye level where parallel lines going away from you appear to come together and then vanish. When you draw a building, for example, the vanishing point makes the building sort of recede in space and grow smaller. Yet in reality, you know the sides of the building are parallel. If lines are drawn along these sides, they will converge at a distant point, the vanishing point. In real life, the eye level is rarely visible, and vanishing points virtually never are. It's important for you to always work with an awareness of them. This is why I advise you to sketch eye level and vanishing points in every drawing, at least temporarily. Eye level and vanishing points will help you convey perspective. As you gain an understanding of perspective, you'll find that your work is more confident and you're better able to create a finished drawing from your sketches.